Hey, Studio. W8RCY. W8RCY. Thought is maybe spring broke and it just knocked all the sediment loose. That's what all the grit is. I don't know, but it's something to do with the wash tub. They don't make the part anymore, or it's never made the part.
If I don't make the part anymore, I mean, depends on how old it is. Like I said, I had one that a bearing wore out, and then it wore through the bottom. Next thing I had water all over the floor because it leaked out of the tub. So got a new one. And then I had one where the drive gear went on it, wouldn't spin anymore. And then I forgot when the other one just self-destructed like yours.
That one was much better. I don't know. My well water is just, you know, destroying everything, so it's really just not sure what I want to do with it, because I know the Speed Queen machines are, like, the best you can buy, and they're super repairable, but is it really worth the upfront cost and the repair cost if I could buy three machines for the same price? But look at the serial number. It looks like it was made in May of 2020, so apparently they were essential workers back then.
Probably. And my coworker, my buddy, he's got the Speed Queen, and he's on well water.
And my brother's on well water, and he's got them too, but my problem is that I have salt in my well water, so it's, that's kind of the kicker, is that salt would just destroy anything.
You have a water softener system?
I do, but it's coming straight from the well. Our area of the aquifer has... goes through the salt in Michigan, so it's coming from the well. The softener's kind of I've got to run it a little bit higher than normal because it's kind of constantly cleansing itself. It's less effective because it's the raw input water has salt in it.
And I think the Speed Queens have stainless steel tubs in them, so. If I went out for El Cheapo, where it just washes the clothes.
Yeah, that's a tough decision. I can buy three cheap machines for the price of a Speed Queen, but they really are, you know, disposable cheap machines because it's like $1,500 for a Speed Queen. But then again, it's also super repairable. It's got a 7-year warranty on it, but you can avoid the warranty throwing salt water through it, you know?
Yeah, then I would definitely buy a cheap machine with all that salt water. Yeah, it's going to eat up anything. Get something with a plastic tub. That way, if it wears out, it wears out, but you're not investing, you know, a ton of money on a nice machine that's going to possibly fail within like 3 years because of corrosion.
Yeah, this one's made it 5 years, but it's kind of my thought too, is cheap machine might be a better way to go, but of course you go talk to the sales guy and he's going to tell you that you can buy an expensive machine. So I don't know how much you can cut that, you know?
All based on commission. Go to ABC Warehouse, they're not as pressure sales. Well, they are, but they aren't, kind of thing. But I then get one at Home Depot or Lowe's, that way you don't have to worry about a salesperson at all.
Yeah, I've got a place that I've been to before that I really like as far as I bought service parts from them, but never bought a machine from them, and that's when my brother got his stuff, but I've been impressed with them as far as buying service parts. cars from them. They, walked in the store with a thermal fuse and didn't even say anything to anybody. And they're like, hey, let me check that out for you. Like, oh, okay. And, they didn't have the part the exact part, but they're like, well, we got this one for this other machine, and it's going to be basically the same thing. It'll work. Here you go. I've been in there, and they're looking for some little plastic clips or the dishwasher. And they're like, oh, hey, we got some dishwasher stuff back, and pulled them off their boneyard. Okay, here you go. Take them for free.
I would definitely buy a washing machine through him, even if it's a used one. At least you know the person that fixed it, and then it'll get you through for right now. Like I said, why spend all that money on a brand new machine that needs 95 years? Get a used one that'll last a few years. Probably half the cost. Can you take it, Joe?
Hey, B-Y. Yeah, that's gonna go there and see what they got. I don't know how much they have for use, but I know they opened up like a second store where they sell their scratch and used stuff, so I don't know. Maybe have to check that one out too.
There's nothing wrong with scratch and bend. I actually look for it, and if it's not too damaged, it's just like a dent in the side of the washer or the dryer or the appliance, but it still works. And they take a couple hundred bucks off, I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's, I know my brother got a fridge or something once. His father-in-law, before he passed, he worked at Lowe's, and he has the in for all the scratch and dent stuff. They had a fridge that had a dent on the side that faced their cabinets. So there you go. It's still good. It's just got a dent on the side that gets hidden behind the cabinet anyway.
Exactly. I mean, I had a fridge from my first house, and I brought it all the way around until the house that I have now. And the only reason I got rid of it is because my son acquired a really nice Frigidaire side-by-side. He got it for free. Stainless steel had some scratches on it. He was redoing the house, and they were changing their appliances. So I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. And that's the fridge I have now. That thing is great. And then I have a dishwasher that he got from another remodel. Brand new. It's only like 4 months old. And I've had that since we moved in the house. And that thing was a $1,200 dishwasher.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. Some of the stuff people get rid of that's still good. And still has plenty of life in it. Or maybe it's just simple repair.
If you take care of it, it'll take care of you. My microwave, I love my microwave. It's a Kenmore. And I've had it since 1994, 95. And she does just fine.
Yeah, the oven on for a while, it picked up from the curb when he broke ours. And that same day, our neighbors were throwing one out, so I drug it over to the house. Had to swap out the terminal block on it because they just yanked the power cord out instead of getting a screwdriver out. Swapped some parts over and had a perfectly good oven.
Exactly. I found that in my first apartment, I found a microwave by the dumpster. Big honk and teach you anything. But it looked practically brand new. Didn't turn on. I spent $30 to have a new fuse block put in it. And that thing lasted for a while, too.
Hey, my apartments are pretty good for that sort of thing, because you can get people that just don't want to move stuff, so you go cruising around the dumpsters, and you'll find all sorts of stuff people are just throwing away.
My son bought his first house, and They left a really good stove and this refrigerator side by side with the bottom freezer drawer. I forgot what brand it is, but it's a really, really nice refrigerator. I think it's more expensive than mine. And, they made out on that. They left the stove and the refrigerator and the microwave. I think. Don't quote me on that. I was just there yesterday, too.
Sounds good. I am pulling into work here, so I will say 7-3 and say the ABLA.
I'm about to hit the hills here. I'll talk to you later. KKKO.
W8RCY from W8FU.
W8RCY, good morning.
You know that noise? I need the secret code. Could you text it to me?
The updated one that we had to change to get in?
I have no idea. All I know is your radio is beeping at me and it wants a 4-digit code.
I am plugged in and plugged it back in to move it. That's my bad. All right, give me a minute.
Okay, I'm not sure we're on the same page here. I have your portable radio. I'm trying to correct the programming in it. You have the keypad lock on. I don't know the code to get into the radio so that I can program it.
Okay, the radio code. Yeah, I'll get back to you in a second. I think the node code. Okay. All right, I'll have it to you in a second. Stand by.
W8FU.
Code sent. Thank you, and W8RCY.
You know what? I knew that. I should have tried it.
I thought you did, and then I realized, like I said, you know, okay, I just moved the cords around a little bit, and I had to unplug the node, and I'm thinking, okay, 4-digit code for that, all right, I think I got that written down, I just got to go find it in the paperwork. And then you're talking about my radio, and I wasn't even realizing the audio beep that you're giving me, and it's like, hey, you doofus. And then I go, no, wait, you should know that one. And then, yeah, so it is what it is. All right, well, thank you, and we'll catch up with you later. W8RCY.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of it right now. Now, if I'm not mistaken, well, just stand by here for a minute. As soon as I get it read, I want you to walk me right to what the problem is. Wally said it'll be obvious. I think it's just the transmit PL on one of the GMRS channels. If I have any questions, I'll shout out. All right, I got to get to it. W8FU.
The frequency for the All-Star on there, I don't know the channel number, but it's under Ham GMRS, and it says All-Star with the proper frequency. But the PL tone, I think, is what's messed up, and that's why we couldn't get the node to connect to the Motorola.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, I remember. That's right. We couldn't talk to the node. I think the PL problem is on the mobile. Right. Okay. Anyhow, let me get this thing booted up. This is my last transmission no matter what. W8FU.
That is correct. The problem is with the mobile and that. So you got it all straightened out. I'll let you be. W8RCY.
KSA-EDQ.
W8BD Mobile. WD8KLL. KFA DRC from WD8KLL. You were breaking up there, Jack.
All right, let me go somewhere else.
That was a little bit better. KFA DRC from WD8KLL. You still out there, Jack?
How about now? Is now any better? KFA DRC.
Yeah, I got you. How you doing today, Jack?
Oh, very good. I'm on the handheld. That's why the other side of the house.
Okay, yeah, you're making it. A little bit scratchy, but I can hear you. Looks like the ISS is coming here in a little bit.
I woke up this morning, it was going to come in here, they came in, but I didn't hear them at all here. I was on that 9600.
Yeah, according to the app, it says 11:13, they'll be here at a 20 degree angle, so not the best, but you should be able to hear them.
Probably. Anyhow, I gotta go over to my brother's house, so I will talk to you a little bit later. From there, I gotta go to the lake, so I'll talk to you from the lake. KFA, DRC.
Okay, Jack, you're a busy man today. Safe travels out there. From KFA, DRC, WD8KLL will be clear.
WD8KLL, KFA-DRC.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack. I got you.
Does it give you a new call sign?
No, I get to keep the call sign for a general class.
Then give you a new one?
Oh, I kept the same one. I didn't put in for a random pool. I kept my vanity.
Well, I do it same. All right. They had to pay the $35 what, yesterday?
No, you don't have to pay the FCC to upgrade from technician to general. You do not have to pay the FCC the $35. I just paid $15 to take the test.
Oh, I didn't know that. Now you got to pay another $35 for another license.
No, negative. I was surprised, too. I thought I'd have to as well, but they said no. So it's finally in the database, and it shows that I'm a general now, so hallelujah.
Well, that's good, anyhow. No, you know what, I'm going to draw another one, and I'll have another cosign I think is better for me.
Well, you can always pay the $35 and put in for a vanity of one. Or just go with a random pick when you get your general.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. All right, look out later. KFA-GFC.
WDA-KLL, clear.
W8FU.
W8FU, WD8KLL.
Yeah, there we go. Good afternoon, no, good morning, Phil. Just out and about here. Turned out to be a nice day.
Roger that. Yeah, that's a super day today. I think we're going to have to get out and do some bike riding.
Motorcycle or bicycle?
No, it's just a bicycle, but it's an e-bike. So we picked those up because I had back surgery in 2024, and I needed something to get me out and get some exercise, so that allows me to take a break when I need to, and those doggone things will go like 50 miles just without even pedaling, so we enjoy it. We got a nice bike path here in Grand Blanc, and we ride up and down that quite a bit.
Yeah, there you go. We're pretty good down here too. I was doing a lot of biking a few years ago. I have not got back on the saddle, back into the groove yet, and my weight and my health shows, but I do got to do that. My son and I, we have either regular bicycles or motorcycles. I have not yet made the e-bike plunge. I keep looking and thinking about it, but basically, you know, it's a bicycle, and my son and I used to do a lot of it, but he got switched to a really, really bad shift. There was literally no time, you know, where we could get together and go, but now he's on a normal shift where we could get back to a frequent thing. But, yeah, you're right, today'd be a great day, and I should do it. Yeah, my problem is that when I was at my peak, there was hardly a day we didn't do 30 miles. And, you know, it was 25 was absolutely, if we couldn't do 25, you know, we wouldn't bother. So we were pretty hardcore about it. And most of the time was 30 plus. And we do that multiple times a week. And there's plenty of places. We did some city riding, some trails. We've got all sorts of them out here. We have Paint Creek and the West Bloomfield and the Macomb Orchard and the Metro Parkway and plenty of areas designated. So we've always had some place to go. But I got to get back into it. So you've motivated me.
Oh, that's great, Sean. Yeah, I've been wanting to go down to other bike trails. We haven't done that yet. I got a little trailer we could throw them on. I always wanted to go down to Paint Creek, and Jennifer, my better half, knows that area quite well down there. So we could go into Rochester and all that. So, yeah, that's on the docket for travel plans. But, yeah, good to hear you out here. I haven't talked to you in a while. I just got my general last week, so I've been playing around with a 20-meter hamstick. That's the only thing I got in the air right now, or actually on the ground. But we've been playing radio lately. Back to you.
All right, well, outstanding. And deer crossing Grosbeck Highway here in Clinton Township is a very, very busy highway. That's a big old gal. Just crossed the road in front of everybody. Anyhow, congratulations on the general upgrade. HF does open a whole world of additional stuff. I hear Jack, he's out on HF all the time, taking advantage of what privileges he has there. And the other thing is, we're at a good point in the cycle. So, 10 is frequently open and a lot of fun. But that's the key, is that when things start to, like, clamber up a little bit, you're going to find, 10, 15, they won't open up for weeks, if at all. And, it'll be very spotty, and maybe they won't open for just forever. Like now they open frequently, but when the cycle bottoms, that's when you got to hit the lower bands, 20, 40, 80, and those bands stay pretty consistently up and running. 20 is like right at the cusp, it runs most of the time. Regardless of the solar cycle, you can get something on 20, but above 20 and it starts to get real hit and miss as the solar cycle starts to wane. So a great reason to get your general, so you can keep on doing those things you're enjoying, on 10, and keep doing those. And you can do them more when you want to. 10, you got to cooperate with conditions. If 10 is your only choice, whereas if you got all the bands, you can play the bands for when you have time. So that's cool. But I'm sure as you studied for your general, you probably gleaned a little bit of this from the texts and whatnot, and probably already know a bit about it. So, well, welcome. Very good. Glad to hear it.
Well, thanks, Sean. Yeah, very well said. I got tired of the band on 10 and being so limited, and honestly didn't know what else was out there, but I bought a hamstick. That's the only thing I'm using right now, so I've got to figure out my antenna. But I got a hamstick, and it showed up yesterday for Father's Day, and I wasn't expecting it until today. So I screwed it in, and I was amazed. Last night it was, I don't know if they consider that being open, but it was amazing how much more from 10 meter to 20 meter that was out there for sure.
Yeah, so 20 is where it starts, like you'll have domestic, and then it'll open up and you'll get DX, and it'll usually always be around for some domestic, and whatnot. And, then as the solar cycle gets better, it'll open up and, more frequently and farther and let you do a lot more. So, it's just good to have those options, and you can get on and play around. And, some bands are better in the winter, some are better in the summer, none are better in the summer. Summer's noisy, winter's better, things calm down a bit. But the lower bands are particularly susceptible to summertime noise, whereas the lower ones, they'll clean up in the winter. So a lot of guys will run down there. No, it's just like I said, a lot of fun. Cool. So I'm just taking my car in to get the oil changed. I got somebody following me to pick me up. I don't know how long we have our own garage where I work, so don't know how long it's going to take for them to turn around. It isn't the Jiffy oil lube, so I can't wait for it. But hopefully it won't be terribly long. Then grab some lunch. That's on my agenda for today. I had a meeting from 2 to 4, and it got canceled.
Well, there you go. I always used to love those cancellations when I was working. Yeah, I stepped into the retirement realm here last year, so after I had my back surgery, I figured it was time to hang it up. So still having some issues, but we're working through it. So, all right, Sean, it was good to hear you out there. You know, I just thought I'd say hello. I haven't spoken to you in a while. And we'll chat at you later. Hopefully your ride picks you up and you guys can go have a good lunch. All right, Sean, we'll talk to you later. From W8FU, this is WD8KOL. We'll be clear after your final.
Okay, real good. Yeah, a lot of good people listening on this network, the two networks, and so you know, I'm sure if you're wondering about something or whatnot, you probably figure it out here, among other places. So, all right, catch you later. W8FU.
KF8BRC, Kilo Foxtrot 8. Detroit, Rock City. Jack, you listening? This is KF8EDQ.
KF8, go ahead.
Yeah, copy that, Jack. This is Mike up in Saginaw, is otherwise known as WSID817 on GMRS side. I was talking to Dave this morning. He said that you had a couple of questions about the Yaesu radio I recently purchased.
Yeah, you know what? I'm driving right now, so I got back to you maybe today or tomorrow. All right, you'll be around, right?
Yeah, copy that, Jack. That's no problem at all. I'll be around. I'll be scanning the frequencies and listening. Feel free to hit me up anytime. If I don't hear from you, I'll call you again. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll be clear.
Hey, good enough, Mike. Take care. KF8DIC.
K8BD, W8RCY. Did I hear you just a couple seconds ago or a minute ago?
I guess when you eat Chinese food, it makes you hear things.
W8RCY.
I think that's old age creeping up on us. AWOK.
Well, I'm beyond the threshold, so I classify as old, but age is just a number. No, I just got a Chinese food order, and I was just going through it, and I thought I heard them, but I guess not. Oh, well, back to Chinese food. W-A-R-C-1.
Okay, have a good lunch. Catch you later. K-E-A-W-O-J.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Romeo, Quebec. Testing to see if I'm getting out. Anybody out there?
W8FU, ABPR.
be a few ABAP.
And W8BD mobile.
Good afternoon, ABAP.
What's up, sir? I talked to Sean a couple hours ago, and he was at the dispatch center doing some work, so he might be having a busy day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I was talking about going out there tomorrow to look at this push-to-talk button, but I'm actually available this afternoon. He's going to be around, but it doesn't sound like it.
Well, I don't know. His job is, the nature of the beast is kind of like mine. It's either you got too much to do or you got time to spare. So you just have to learn how to kind of roll with those punches when you got jobs like that. So I know. I have one. So very good. You're going to get that button fixed and be able to talk. And then maybe tomorrow we might have a little bit. It's a thought. Might have a little bit more receive capabilities. We're hoping for that.
Okay. I'll think more about that. All right. So, he sent me a picture of what it looks like inside. I don't have that tool to separate the case, and I tried doing it with just some screwdrivers, and I just said, "Nah, I don't want to risk it."
Yeah, I don't blame you. I got a little notice on my work computer today that quarterlies are due, so I totally forgot about it, so I had to run home, scratch a check, fill up the little paperwork, put a stamp on it, and I got to take it to the post office because it's got to be done today or they penalize you. So I did that. And I decided to milk it a little bit. And I took my XPR out of my work car and put my XTL in here.
Okay, sounds good. I'm not familiar with what the difference is.
One is DMR, business type radio. The other is P25 professional type radio. So I'm kind of, but as far as the analog stuff goes, they're about the same, although I do like the audio quality coming out of this one a little bit better than the XPR. I think it sounds a little bit better. It's easy for me to hear. I don't have to study to think, what I'm hearing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. So is this the P25 or the DMR?
This is the P25, but it's on an analog channel right now. And the analog, I think, at least for my hearing tastes, it's a little better.
Okay. Yeah, I'd still love to get one of those Kenwoods with the dual DMR P25. But even at the cost I can get it for new, it's still prohibitive. So I keep looking to see if there's one out there somewhere.
Yeah, me too. But the entitlement, the one entitlement that you and I have talked about, that's pretty salty. And that was a, concern. And, Kenwood has got that pretty much close to the vest, which they should. It's still a current model radio, and all the other stuff. It's not like you're taking something that has been discontinued by them, both, for sales and support. You're taking something that's still viable. And I'm kind of a guy that doesn't want to cross that line when things are still current. So, and I think you are too.
Yeah, well, like I said, if I found one at a good deal, at a good price, I would probably snatch it up. So, all right, I'm just about where I'm going for right now. So, catch you later. Enjoy this and beautiful weather. ABAPR.
You too, sir. Listen for him. He's always throws his call out when he's mobile and available, so I'm sure it's something work-related, so like my crisis to crisis. So, I like it, though. I would, if I had to start all over again, I would do my exact same work style again. I've kind of grown accustomed to it. Take care. KBPRWD.
WDKLL KFA VIC. KFA VIC, clear.
KFA VIC KEAWJ.
KFA VIC, how you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Jack. It's Rick over here in West Bloomfield. How are you doing this afternoon?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I heard you on earlier this morning. You were kind of busy today, and you were going out to a lake somewhere. I was wondering what lake you went to.
I was in Cass Lake. Roger.
Oh, yeah, okay, just a hop and a skip from my house.
Yeah, I'm on Cass Lake, that's why. You're sounding good.
You too, you're loud and clear. So you're on the lake right now with HT? Are you coming into West Bloomfield?
I'm on Cass Lake with HT. I call it AR-15, but AR-5-RM.
Oh, cool. You sound better than usual, but that's probably because you're so close.
I believe because I'm on that ARC repeater.
Yeah, WB8ARC. That's the West Bloomfield. That's right at Lone Pine and Orchard Lake, which is... only a couple miles from where you're at, and I'm just a mile east of that repeater.
Oh, yeah, and this radio is a Bullfink, and it's 10-watt radio.
Oh, okay. I'm using a Chinese, I don't know how to pronounce it, W-O-U-X-U-N, Watson or Wosheng or something like that, but it's a 10-watt HT also.
Tell you what, those are better radio. Really, they are. I wanted to get one when they first came out. It was very hard to get one. It took a year after year. I got tired of it. And I paid up front. And the guy worked by himself. Better radio or something like that. So then I called him back. I said, I want my money. I've been waiting for 1 year. And then there's no radio. He said, okay, well, I'm going to give you the money, but I got to take 10% off because you're not getting the radio. You're canceling the order. Well, I didn't have no other choice, but, you know, he was an old man, so I said, okay, no problem.
Oh, well, that's a bummer. Some of the better radio, I think that's where I got one of these radios. I got two of these radios. I think I got one of them from there, too, and maybe both of them. I can't remember. But I had the same kind of deal on some outfit in Amazon was sending selling a guitar and a processor combination kind of thing. And it was about $1,400 or so. And they had the guitar, but they didn't have the processors. They sent the guitar, but they didn't tell you that in the ads. And same kind of thing. I was going to have to wait 6 months to a year while they sent to China for the processors. Luckily, Amazon kind of forced them to take it back and refund.
I see what you're saying, but really at that time of 2022. And he, because the guy works by himself and he's in California and he's the only one getting all these orders and he can't get them out. And China's not sending him any of these radios. So I said, I know, I had to pay the 10%. And he said, okay, no problem, you know. And I said, forget it. Then I got another radio, which is, I don't know if you, that DB20G. That is a beautiful radio. It's a 20-watt radio, but doesn't give you 20-watt at all. It gives you maybe close to 18 watts. But I never use it on that. Always on medium in the car with a good antenna, really. I paid a good money for the antenna, about $75. 2x4, Comet 2x4. Those are the best antennas out there. And he can put your GMRS there, and he can put the 2-meter and the 70-centimeter.
Oh, cool. So that one you got that's putting out 18 watts, is that a mobile or a handheld?
This one, it give you 10 watts. It's a handheld, Bullfinger. AR5RM. One thing I don't like about this radio, it's got a white screen, which is good. And it's good radio, let me tell you, it's good radio. But in the sun, you cannot see it. But what is that, about 4 weeks ago, they had some good radios too in the white screen. It was $2 for $19, and everybody and the mother bought them.
Yeah. Yeah, when I first got my license there, I got these handhelds, and then I got a 50-watt mobile, this Woking or whatever kind. It's a really nice mobile, but it's a bright white display. And you put it in a car in the dark, and you can't see where you're going. It's like you got a constant set of headlights in your face.
You're right about that. Some of these radio you cannot see. But this one you cannot see in the sun. But the other one, they were 2.19. You can see them in the sun. It's so bright. But if you want something you can see, Rocktail, the 860. I got Rocktail. It's a good radio, the 860 or the 890. There's a smaller Rocktail radio. That is a beautiful radio. And one thing I like about it, it show you the frequency name, it show you the name, and it show you the PL, show you everything.
Oh, excellent. Well, doggone, Jack, how many radios do you have?
I got about near maybe 7 or 8, but you know what? I was a CB-er before, so then the ham came up. Then I seen them, the ham, the handheld on sale when it was a ham, but I didn't have no license. I bought two of them, you know what I'm saying? I bought that 5R, the UV-5R, the small radio, and the UV-5R, the big one. That was 8-watt radio. Then I didn't get my license until about, maybe 2 or 3 months ago. Then that's when I bought these radios. And that one of this Rocktail, you can put an AM, FM radio in it.
Yeah, this one's got FM, it's not stereo, but music stuff in it too, but I never use it. So what are you doing out on the lake? Are you fishing today?
Well, I'm, not much really. I used to install satellite. It was in 1999. I used to install satellite. till about 3-4 years ago, and I quit, and I'm retired right now.
Oh, okay. But so are you picnicking or swimming or fishing or what are you up to today?
A little picnic over family's house.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, I won't tie you up then if you're over there with family there. It sure is great, Jack, talking to you and hearing you. I kind of miss that. I never did get back. Once I got my ham license, I never got back over on the DMRS. So I kind of missed hearing you. It's good to have you here. So anyway, I'll catch you later. T-8-W-O-J.
Always good talking to you. Take care and you have a good day. KF8-DRC. You know, I've been going in the morning on that GM, you know, Typics in the morning. I've been like almost every day on that. And if you want to hear me out there, you can hear me out there. Today I was out there, but I usually go about after 8 o'clock.
Okay, I'll see if I can tune in there maybe tomorrow if I can remember. The older I get, the harder it is to remember things. All right, have a good one. 7-3, Jack, K-8-W-O-J, clear.
Hey, good talking to you again, KF-8-D-R-C. On a long fine. Ask him where. I got to ask him. Exactly, because it's...
Jack, I think you're sitting on your mic. We're getting blips of your conversation. AVAPR.
It's most likely his Vox button. He has a tendency to hit that Vox button. W8RCY. He's been called out on it. It even was going off the last time I think I saw you at breakfast with Sean. And it's not the first time it's happened, but yeah, I don't even say nothing to him anymore. He doesn't listen to me, so I just let it go. W8RCY.
Only do so much. All right. Thanks for that info. AVP.
W4XED, this is W3LNS.
Station calling, this is Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima, mobile.
Kilo 8,
station calling. This is Kilo 8 Echo Papa Lima. Mobile.
Kilo 8 Echo Papa Lima. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Kilo Juliet Oscar. The name is Tom.
Tango Oscar Mike, how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Tom. How about yourself?
Just working, making the money, like we all do Monday through Friday.
Oh, there you go, there you go. How well can you copy me, by the way?
A little bit of crackle, that's probably where I'm at, though, because I'm on the Bloomfield repeater. I'm on Phil's repeater right now.
Okay, I'm coming back at you on the Holly repeater. I'm a little bit far away from it, but it's the closest one I got, so K-8-EPO.
Oh, you're coming in, I'll say 5 minutes on that. Doing real well there.
Roger that. I was on the Flint repeater, but I'm mobile and got out of range of the Flint repeater, and now I'm on the Holly repeater. I'll be that, probably stay in Holly until I get to my destination, so. Oh, I'm glad you're having a good day. I'm doing pretty good, just running some errands, so. K-8-EPL.
Oh, I still got a couple hours worth of work. Left Auburn Hills and heading up to Farmington. Take care of that and spin around and go over to Memphis where I live.
Roger that. Where do you work?
Johnson Controls.
All right, I'm fairly familiar with them, so understood on that one. I'm just going to a doctor's appointment, so all is good.
I do more driving in my company vehicle than I do my own personal vehicle, so got my radio here. Pretty sure I'll get a mobile for the personal one, but I got to fix the cigarette lighter ports first. I blew the fuse. I got to find the fuse. P-A-C-K-G-O.
Can you say that again? I was, I accidentally got off frequency there. Can you repeat that, please?
Saying that, I do most of my radio stuff in my work van because that's where I spend most of my time. And, eventually get a mobile for, my personal truck. But I gotta fix the, fuse for the, power ports first before I can put anything in there.
Okay. What's the problem? What problem have you been having with the fuse itself?
My wife needs a charger port in for her phone, so I probably blew it or something like that. Plus, I used the plug-in air compressor, which popped one of the other fuses. It was just getting the time to get in there and replace it, find out what type I need. And then I think the power port in the passenger back is kind of loose, so maybe one of the wires popped off on it. I just got to do a little bit of work, nothing major. Simple stuff, just too darn lazy to do it.
Roger that. I have my power for my radio going directly off the battery, so it's isolated from the vehicle electronics, so I don't blow fuses. But, and that works for me. It's worked pretty good for me anyway. But, the other thing I found is that, I'm not overloading for other circuits, for charging phone or air compressor or whatever. But, it works.
Have to give a pause there. I think there was another station. No, I just, I could probably plug it on the back. sorry, I just haven't gotten that far yet. It's just another project that I have on the burner. KCKGO Friday, and I think there was another station in there. If there was, go ahead. I guess nothing else is out there.
Actually, I think I'm getting a little bit far from the receiver myself. KACPL.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. I want to get close to another one. I'll be traveling for a while, trying to get through the lake here. KACPL 73 for the time. KCKGO monitoring, and of course, mobile as usual.
Okay, I'm going to get off here. I'm getting too far from the repeater. I'm going to go to VHF, so we'll chat with you later. KACPL.
7-3, travel safe, KCKGO.
W8RCY from W8FU. Okay, we can wait till Saturday. Fine by me.
I personally didn't hear any of your previous transmissions there. Were you trying to get a hold of me, Sean? W8RCY?
Yeah, why didn't you hear anything? Anyhow, I got your radio. I'm going to drop it off, and I can't do the mobile. So if you want that done, hand it to me, and I'm seeing Wally tomorrow. He can take care of it.
Okay, well, I can run upstairs and grab it because I'm down in the lobby right now. So it'll take me 5 minutes to take it apart and get it back to you. So I'll be down shortly with it.
I am half an hour out, so take your time. But like I said, when I come by, I'll grab the mobile and I'll drop off the portable, and then tomorrow when I see Wally, I'll give him the mobile and he can square that up.
I understand. But the only first part of your transmission I heard, if anything, was you talking about Saturday, and I didn't know if you were referencing me or what. And if I was mistaken, I apologize. All right, we'll see you in a little bit.
All right, I'm just trying to figure out. I'm in a different vehicle here today, so I'm just trying to figure out what works. All right, I'll let you go so you can get that, and I'll see you in about 25 minutes. Over here, Phil.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm at my normal vehicle, my normal work vehicle. I'm in an alternate, so I'm basically rubber duck mobile. So let me know if there's a problem.
You're in there just fine.
Roger, yeah. Behind the SAIA LTL freight truck. I always get behind one of them. I'm on Donald Portable Radio. So, at Grossbeck, and where am I at? Grossbeck and 15. Grossbeck and Kelly. So, Rubber Duck Portable.
And what kind of radio is that?
It is a Motorola XPR 7550E, I believe.
Okay, not familiar with it, but sounds good. You know, I'd look like, has anybody gotten one of those, Midland units? I'd like to actually see one of those.
Yeah, Greg has one. only one I know of so far. And I think they, KPHZ, wants to get one, but we were waiting to see if we put together a group purchase, you know, get some sort of a better deal, but I'm starting to wonder if that's going to manifest. You know, the problem is that the radio's cheap, right? You know, the radio's like $85, I think, is what he's asking for it. But by the time you're not going to find batteries like you will for a Motorola. You know, Motorolas are going to have batteries, you know, by the thousand. So, you know, there's competition. You're going to have a much smaller pool to find an aftermarket battery for this. So the price is up on those. So you're probably looking at spending, you know, $80 on a battery for it. So now you're up to, you know, what, 160? And then you need a charger. And again, not real common. So you're probably going to pay $30-$40 for that. You know, now you just broke 200, you're in the twos. You know, by the time you get, you know, programming cable, software, you know, and everything else, you're up in the mid twos, right? And at that price, you can start looking for something like you got. So that's all, you know, that's the thing. But it is a really nice form factor.
Is it smaller than the 2500?
You know, I think it's lighter. I'm not 100% sure it's smaller. It might be a little smaller.
Okay. Well, okay, having the lithium-ion battery makes a huge difference in the weight.
Yes, it does, and it's not likely you're going to find a lithium-ion battery for a Gizmo, so there's that. So, but yes, you're right, big difference. I have a lithium-ion for one of my radios, can't remember which one. I might have an XTS lithium-ion, not sure, but I remember I was very impressed by how light and compact it was, and boy, they last long, too, so it's a great choice. So, yep, good deal there. I'll tell you what, if you're a size queen, if that's what your thing is, and the Midland is like, you know, tickling your panties because of its size, hold on to your jockstrap, mister. Let me tell you about the XPS 4000.
Yeah, I don't know about that one at all.
I mean, if size matters, yeah, sexy. Yes, 4000.
Yeah, I'll have to look and see what that looks like. I've not seen one. Maybe you've heard of it. But I've heard of the 3000. I don't really know what the difference between that and the 2900 is, but look at all that stuff.
A 3000 is an older radio before the 2500 to 5000. It was kind of a hybrid. We were coming out of the Astro Saber era, and we were moving into the XPS era, and it kind of like was a hybrid of Saber and things to come. And you know, they were the radio. They're about 5,000 size. It's a great radio. If you find one cheap, you know, it'll get you going. They use the same batteries as the 5,000, I believe. And so therefore charger, I'm pretty sure on that. It's been a while since I played with the 3,000. You know, they're bigger than a 5K, you know, a little taller. But good solid radio, you know, good stuff. Just, you know, the then came out the 5K and the 2500, which were they settled on those, the 3K was phased out. There are some things that the 3K won't do, that the 5K and the 2500 will do, but not much.
All right. All kinds of stuff, though. Could learn about it. All right, so So you're said you're available for Thursday. I got to figure out who else is. You'd like to have one more person. Maybe, I don't know, Don BB would be around, but that'd be cool.
I think Steve's offered, despite his joking about a one-eyed old guy, you know, he's fairly competent. Steve has offered, so that's two for sure. And I think Don's making it a point to be there. But, you know, it's going to be about work with him, I'm sure.
Roger, ABAPR. So the interesting thing I got to cite is apparently they changed the design of how these parts go together. And they sent me all the parts for the new design, as well as I could still reassemble it just like the old design. So I want your guys' opinion about what you think. And just involves it, they use a different kind of a sleeve, and you have to glue it on. And I think maybe it takes to push some of the pressure off the way it was set up. You'll see when it's in front of you.
Oh, you know, if I remember correctly, Mark was off. We specifically said Thursday is perfect because he's off on Thursdays, I think. Didn't we say that? And Mark said he was off. And I said, well, then it's perfect because I got this Thursday off. So Mark might be available, too. So we'll have to get on that and just kind of verify. You're going to have plenty of crew. Don't worry about that. Okay, now we got to look at instructions, understand them, and give an opinion. And this is, I think we're talking pizza now.
Oh, boy. Getting expensive.
Yeah, like I said, you'll have plenty of help, I'm sure. I'll put something out on Discord or something like that. But I think you'll have Mark, Steve, myself, Don. So, you know, and anybody else that wants to come eat your bagels.
Now, why is Mark off? He doesn't work for a governmental agency.
Pizza? Bagels? I got two hands at work.
Yeah, there you go. No, I think Mark, he works in retail, right? So he has to work Saturdays and Sundays. So I think, you know, he's got to get some day off, and I think Thursday is the day.
Okay. Well, we should try to have a diverse group to honor the holiday.
What is it, D-I-E, or what is it, D-I-A, or what? What do they say? A DIA hire? What was that again? Diversity and Inclusion, DAI?
DEI, yeah.
Okay, so we're putting out an application for a DEI helper.
What kind of help do you need?
If somebody who's not as qualified, we'll have to go with them.
AWOJ, what kind of help are you looking for? What kind of work are you guys up to?
I got to repair my HF antenna. Got damaged in the storm a couple months ago. So, I think we're all set, though. I think we got plenty. Thanks.
No problem. AWOJ.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's kind of the other day. Thursday. That's kind of why. And I said, hey, I'm off Thursday. So that kind of happens. He signed in last night and said he'd join. And I know Don is going to make every effort unless he gets pulled off. So yeah, I'm pretty sure he's got all the crew you need. So I'll verify if we have any. We have plenty of time. If we have any doubt, we can get an extra body, too.
Okay, I doubled you, I think. So, all right. Sounds good. Just heading into Pontiac, looking at the AT&T tower here.
There you go. I'm just running down Donald's battery on his 7550.
This is your 7550, Donald.
That still sounds like it's got some battery left, but the battery I know has gone bad on me because it links when I put it in the charger. But no, sounds good. I have faith. I am in the lobby talking from my All-Star upstairs. Is that how this thing works if I'm that far away from it?
Oh, yeah. Where you're at, no, I bet you I could work it from my house. But, no, you should be able to do a lot of stomp rock. You know, test it. Next time you walk over to Marco's or something, you know, take your handheld and try it out. You might be surprised at just how much of a footprint it has.
Well, the Wooks on, Wooks off radio that I'm on right now, the minimum watt is 3, and the Motorola has 1. So I was just surprised that that's what I was doing when I was talking to you earlier, and I realized I was on All-Star, and it's like, doggone it, this thing works this good.
You can almost look like it like this. You're putting your own repeater on the network. Now, it's not a repeater. It's not full duplex or half duplex or whatever, but you're kind of putting your own repeater, and it's placed optimally for you. Either on your body or in your apartment, in your case, and, you know, and so now it's going to be very, you know, centric to you. So you don't have to worry about getting into anything. You just got to worry about getting a signal back to your apartment. And I'm gonna venture a guess, there's almost nowhere you can walk that you're not going to cover with that setup. I just got off the freeway, by the way, so that makes my ETA a couple of minutes top.
Okay, I'll see you in a couple of minutes. WDRC1.
I just, FYI, I'm in a vehicle you've never seen before, but I'm not going to tell you what it looks like. You're going to have to guess when it's me.
Do I get chicken dinner if I guess right?
Get a kick in the pants if you guess wrong.
Does it say free candy on the side?
Always.
I don't wear shorts in public very often, but when you pull up, I had to pull my shorts down about an hour ago.
You dropped out right in the middle of that, leaving a very big WTF in the middle.
I'll explain when you pull up in a little gray SUV.
And I'm looking around for a little gray SUV, and hopefully I'll find one before I get there.
Well, then that must not be you, because that's the only one that's pulled in the last 30 seconds.
Don't overthink it.
Had that different backpack issue we were talking about? Yeah, that's one way to double immediately. Testing 1-2. Hey, Lance, how's this thing sound?
Sounds all right, I guess. Maybe a little lightly hot, but sounds all right.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I have the transmit frequency for this node right. Obviously, I do. All right, later. So we get a few.
And RCY's note, he was hot too, so probably might be a note setting, not a radio setting.
About now, KCLTS.
KFA EDQ.
This is W8FU, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ooh, and I actually hear you too, KHLTS.
Alright, we go to low power. Low power, UTS 8000, that's 12 minutes in. Yep, still hear you, a little more fuzzy, but I still hear you. I am copying just fine in the hallway of my tower.
Alright, I just fixed the Detroit repeater, so testing it out.
W8RCY clear.
Okay, you see it as it's here. Just turn on the radio and heard you calling.
KF8S testing. Well, it looks like the amp's working.
W8 meeting.
KF8S. Trying to fix something? Because I'm not sure I'll know in a minute because I'm heading towards my golf league. Richmond, so I'll be really near a good repeater here in about 4 minutes.
Yeah, I was just testing if the amp's working. I've got one watt in and question mark amps out.
Well, from what I can tell right now, your signal is not that good. It's not up to Dave standards at all.
Well, I got a house blocking me. I put it on high power. Is this any better?
No, you sound like you're a million miles away and there's a lot of snow. Not cornflakes or pops, but snow.
That'll be north of 26
today. Okay,
well, that's
about where this is where it really starts to shine out.
Or it's not compatible. One of the two.
Yeah, something's not right. So, back to the drawing board.
Alrighty. I just got home anyways, so. But yeah, like I said, the house is blocking the signal, so that might be part of it. So, talk to you later. Can't beat it.
Take care. W8BD.
Can you
out there,
Wally?
Oh, no. Tonight is work golf league night, so I'm officially doing a company-wide event, so it's considered working.
Working on your handicap.
Well, I'll have you know that number is pretty big.
Would you mind considering I can barely tee off?
It's not that hard. I've been at it for 20 years and I still stink.
I do better at bowling. I stink at bowling, but I do better at bowling.
Yeah, there's a really nice one up here in Richmond called Richmond Forest. It's owned by the Wiegan family. They do a really nice job taking care of it, and in a handful of years, it's going to be beautiful. They got all sorts of really nice shrubbery and trees and everything else planted all over the place. It's going to be beautiful when that thing ages a little bit.
Which one are you talking about? The one off of County Line? No, that's Lennox County Line. Where's the golf course in Richmond?
Go to Division Street, turn left, just about when you get out of town, right, just past Plank Romeo, whatever it's called, Armada or something, Armada Ridge Road, just past that on the south side of the road. It's right in there. It's buried back behind a whole bunch of Wiegan nurseries.
Off of Division in Romeo Plank.
so it's on 32. Yeah, it would be 32 because it's out of town. Just past Bridge Plank or whatever that low plank or whatever that road is called that takes you to Armada.
Okay, I know where it's at. All right. Yeah, that's a low plank. Yeah, the nurseries are on the south side.
Yeah, the golf course is hidden by the nurseries. Looks like we're getting ready to do something drastic here on County Line Road because there's all sorts of cones here.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I went down, well, they just, their 31 is all messed up right now, so in order for you to get the county line off of M19, you gotta do that little left, auto zone, jump across, crash, and then get the county line. You can't turn left on 31.
You talking about that little Muttonville road or whatever they call that? You gotta go straight and then take that diagonal across?
Yeah, if you take County Line all the way to the end, you know, you go past 31 behind the Kroger and go a little bit more, and then you either go straight into and turn right on the Gratiot, or there's a little half a road right there. You turn there, and then you stop, and then you jog right across into that little side street up by the old Kmart. Is that Muttonville Road? Never paid attention.
Breaker. Okay, go ahead. WAVD.
Anyhow, I'm on TJ's machine. Rubber duck from my dining room. TJ's working pretty good. Tom. Yeah, 175 is lit. So while you're out cruising around the Metro Detroit area, test it.
Doesn't sound bad. Who's that out there? Is that Sean?
It is. Where are you at? I think you're in the range of it.
I am at 12 miles on Phil's machine. How do I sound?
Sorry about that. I was switching radios because I had a bunch of noise. You're at, I heard 12 miles something.
12 in Hagerty, that's where I'm hanging out right now. And I'm off about 500, and it's clear as a bell.
Yeah, but the important thing is for you to go to 175. I thought you already had a program. We talked about this.
Yeah, I should. Give me a second.
Yeah, because I don't know the PL. I mean, it's probably 107.2, but I don't know for sure. And, you know, I assumed that when you said you programmed your radio, I assumed you looked it up and programmed it. But I don't know, you know. So, all right, anyhow, if you could run it as much as possible just to give it a test. It's been off air for a while.
Okay, this is the 175 machine, and it's 123.
Okay, yeah, like I said, if you could run this as much as possible until people tell you you're noisy and then pick from there, but just get a good idea of how it's working. DJ's put a new machine in and got it hooked back up. So it's another MI1 machine, so this one in Mount Clemens and then the rest of the MI1 repeaters. But, you know, of course, it fills in our coverage as well. Should be pretty darn good one downtown.
Yeah, the audio is great. You're coming in crisp and clear. So this is a downtown highway. I thought this one was up by White Lake or something like that.
Nope, this one's downtown. It's in Detroit. All right, anyhow, I'll let you guys get back to it. I've just walked in the door, and I got half a dozen things I need to deal with as I decompress. W8FU, thanks.
You gave me bad advice.
I gave you flea-infested mice.
gave me bad advice. That road is dangerous to cross, although I am clear.
I didn't say you had to, but I said 31 is blocked up.
Yeah, you bend your neck twice. Once real far to the right and once real far to the left.
Try with glasses. I gotta turn my head as far as I can to the left, but it's fused, and then I gotta keep one eye open and one eye closed just to focus. TMACKKO.
Okay, I was just pulling out in front of them, to heck with it. Yeah, it is called Buttonville Lane.
That machine has got a real good signature. I don't know if it's on a pizza roll or what, but it's called a sub pizza. Almost like a focaccia bread, I guess you could say. That's really good.
I caught all the stuff about good kosher bread, pizza, blah, 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 but I didn't catch where it was at.
Bushimi's, right there next to Old Nap's Bar, or Red Nap's, or that bar right there. There's a Bushimi's, and they got a good pizza there. And it's a thing, it's like a torpedo sub, but it's folded up and it's heated with Italian dressing and all the fixings, and it's really good.
It sounds yummy, but I might as well just eat it and tape it under my belly now. So, I'm trying to avoid pizza. Although, we did go, you ever been to Biggs Bar in Chesterfield? Biker bar type looking bar place, looks kind of scary from the outside.
No, I have not.
Put it on your list of things to go to. My neighbor lady said it was pretty decent, and don't worry about how it looks. And she was right. It was really, really good. And don't worry about the bouncer at the door. He'll be nice to people.
Great. I got to show my ID at the door because I look like such a young buck.
Yeah, let's go with that. W-A-B.
You know, typically there's a senior citizen discount. Maybe that's what it is. I'm joking. This is KFA-EDQ.
Hey, I'll take any discount I can get. Go ahead, Tom.
If it's 55 and over, then I'm for it.
Go ahead, EDQ. You started it.
Copy that, guys. I just wanted to jump in there and try to crack a joke really quick, but I'm enjoying your conversation there. I just got done working for the day, and I put the radio on, and I can hear you guys cracking back and forth. I love it. So this is KFA EDQ. I'll just be monitoring. Thank you.
Well, our joke scene is going to come to an end because I'm pulling down the golf course road to go throw a few balls in the water in the woods. So maybe I'll just beat the Christmas rush and just walk out there right now and toss them with my hand. Tom, talk to you later. I'm gone. W-A-B-D.
Copy that, W-A-B-D. It's been a pleasure. This is KFA-EDQ.
Matt jumped on him. Have fun, Wally, 73. Get an eagle. DCKGO, and I think I stepped on EDQ.
No worries, Mr. Cujo. This is Mike from Saginaw. How are you doing today?
Just finishing up work. Got to clear a run. Put it into a parts waiting list. And then I'm going to tootle my way back to by Port Huron. I'm over by, where am I by? Oh, Farmington Hills.
Copy that. Well, you have a fantastic evening. I need to walk my dogs, but it's so warm, I need to wait a little while, and I also need to go swim in a pool, I think. So I don't know what to do first. Maybe swim in the pool and then take the dogs for a walk, but, you know, thanks for answering my call. This is KF8UDQ, and I'll be clear.
It's 90 degrees outside, so if you can take the dogs for a quick walk, do it. If not, pool first, then dogs, because it'll be cooler, and then make it cool again. 7-8-K-K-K-K-K-O.
Well, where are you at?
13 in Middle Belt.
Roger, Dodger. So, got a lot of choices that way, you know, with Phil's machine and all that. But what'll really help is, what'll be really good is when you're west, you know, and maybe south. Do you get south? I don't hear you too often downriver.
Every so often I gotta jump on the south gate or, you know, over there, in that area over by the airport and stuff. But when I'm out there, I'll stay on 175 as long as I can and just see the coverage on it.
Right, right. Yeah, it's always been a good machine, but, you know, it went offline a while back. I mean, the repeater was still there, but it was offline, so PJ got it back online today, so... Now there'll be somebody listening if you want to be testing it.
Oh, absolutely. And I forgot we talked about it last week. He said the TG was working on it and be backed up this week. So yeah, I'll stick on this repeater. I'm going to try it through Rochester and all that. I mean, considering the height of the tower is at, it should be phenomenal coverage.
Yeah, I was running... a watt handheld in the car up at 12 in the Quinter, and it was just fine. I mean, it went perfect, but so works pretty well. Anywho, okie doke, you're sounding good at 13 and Middle Belt.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like you're sitting right next door to me, literally. I mean, it's that clear. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, I got the outside antenna here, so I should be hammering it. You got just a little bit of popcorn or something just sneaks in there. It's perfectly acceptable, but just, you know, if I had to be uber critical, it's just a little tiny bit. And if you were to switch over to the 500, you'd be probably just, you know, saturating it. But that doesn't serve the purpose.
No, I had a little bit of crackle in there, too, near the end of the squelch. I had a little bit of crackle, but yeah, I'll stay on this as much as I can, and I got to go up to Auburn Hills back to the office real quick to pick up a batch printer for Dave, and we'll test it up there, too.
Okie dokie. Well, it'll be nice to see. I'll be within an earshot, so if you're testing, I'll be able to jump in. Okay, I'm going to get to it here. We're just, I just finally got done with most of my crap, so now I want to figure out what the dinner plans are. I don't want to fire up the oven, maybe the grill, I don't know. W8.
Barbecue chicken legs and thighs.
Well, what's up, strangers?
What's going on, Mr. Donald?
No.
Something like that.
What'd you say? I said, don't insult you like that.
I didn't think we sounded anything alike.
Going down Middle Belt is a nice test because there's a lot of trees.
what are you testing?
175. TJ just put it back online today, so Sean said to give it a trial run here wherever I'm at, so I'm just throwing my call out there and see how everything sounds.
Well, you sound fine.
Are you going to try taking Garfield again, or are you going to try to sadly attempt M53?
I don't know, man. It's a lose-lose. I think I'm going to try Plank, and if I have to, I can go east or west.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, you take damage, you do damage, you don't kind of time. You try to get north.
Yep, and at this time, it's almost hard to get across the Hall Road to get into the turn lane for Plank, because I only have a couple hundred feet before I got to get into it.
I have off a Plank into that complex and the dealership. But it was so much easier.
Yeah, my GPS just updated, so it's 5 minutes faster to take Plank versus 53. I don't know if that I'm gaining anything.
Well, yeah, because now that Garfield's open, everybody's like, oh, I should take Garfield all the way down. So everybody found that trick. Where if you just go, you're right there at Plank, you just go down there. It's only like a half a block, two circles.
That, and it's two lanes for 2 miles versus Garfield, where I don't think it is at all.
Yeah, I think it drops down to one, right after 21. I think you're right.
Yeah, it's like a merge kind of deal, where it shuts down immediately. But I don't know, we'll see. It doesn't look like it's too backed up so far, but who knows. Early, NADBS.
KCKGO. Yeah, it's all looked up over here. Orchard Lake is closed north of 12. 12 is closed east of Middle Belt, so I'm stuck on Middle Belt, and now it's bumper to bumper, and it's only one lane.
It's that time of day. Give me 1 second. I got a call coming in. I'll be back. NADBF.
KCKGO with Middle Belt and Walnut Lake.
W8RCY.
Walk out low down.
Hello.
You sitting on your balcony enjoying the sun and heat?
No, it's overcast and I'm indoors and I got some air going on right now because the place is currently buttoned up, so I'm just circulating some air. But if it cools off enough, I will reopen the windows.
Now, if I open up the windows at my house and actually start windows, the air conditioners will fall out. But if I open up the, I can't open up the big front window because then my dog would jump out. So I'm stuck with air conditioners.
Well, I prefer fresh air whenever possible, but when the humidity gets up and it becomes unbearable, then I'll close the place up and run the air. But I very, very, very rarely run it. I mean, I ran it last week because around the 1st of June every year, they come in and they clean out the central air system. And when they convert it from heat back to air conditioning, they change the filters and all do that. And it takes them about maybe 15 to 20 minutes per unit to do it. And then when they're done, I cycle it for a day, get some of the old smell out of it and whatever. And then I just shut it off because I leave the windows and doors open, the door wall open, and run it that way. So, yeah. So I very, very rarely run it.
I had a window open at the top of the stairs. You know, that just keeps the heat out of the upstairs. And then I got to run those tornado fans in the window up in the upstairs master bath. Keep that running. My wife likes to bring the air would tear right through that screen.
Well, when you're nicknamed the dog Cujo, what do you expect?
Yeah, okay. The two younger dogs are, they're just crazy. There's a dead deer in front of this person's house. Ridiculous. I like seeing that every time I come in. The old form of driveway. Oh, look, there's Bandy laying in my yard. Okay, take it, Joe.
Okay. Well, I will talk to you later and tell Dakota I said hello if he comes back. I got to take care of an email. I just got an email I got to answer rather pronto. So I'll be around listening, but this has got to be taken care of. W-A-R-C-Y. W-A-R-C-Y,
sir. Okay,
W-A-R-C-Y.
Thank you.
W-8-R-C-Y. Too. My internet went down and it took them like 5 days to get out of here just to do the repair work, and with my anxiety that didn't help either. But yeah, I'm back on the air and I've got my node up and running, and it's all good.
I got so sick of losing internet, I caved, and I got Starlink, and I've not lost it since I got it, so extremely happy with my decision. And good, yeah, you sound good. I heard you got a clear node.
Yeah, it seems like I was steered in the right direction to get the the Cadillac version, not the Rolls Royce version, but yes, it is a clear node, and I'm loving it. I was earlier today on the front side of my high-rise outside, and I'm talking with my clear node upstairs, some 80 feet up in the air, on the other side of the building, and it was coming through just fine. I could not believe it. I could not be happier.
How am I doing now, guys?
You're better now. I don't know where you're at or what you're on. And Donald, I've got one of those, and it's been running pretty much nonstop since I got it, and it's been great. I've had many Sharis that I've built, which are great, don't get me wrong, but the convenience of the ClearNode app, in my opinion, I don't need anything else, so I'm the same way. I've been meaning to get, or I'm waiting, I should say. They've got that Clear Zero that Sean's got, but they discontinued it. I don't see it on their site anymore, but as soon as I see one of those in stock again, I plan on picking one of those up for mobile and just leaving it in the truck because I like them that much. But yeah, Tom, you're getting in there a little bit better now. Go ahead again.
I'm at M53 and Squirrel Road, and I'm still on the Detroit repeater. I'm going to see how good I get where I'm at.
You mean M59 and Squirrel Road, because M53 is over on Van Dyke, and those two roads run parallel and not perpendicular.
Yeah, that's what I meant, M59. I meant Hall Road, M59, Roswell Highway, and William Moore, Fenmore Highway, blah, blah, blah. No, that's 32. I'm on 20-mile road.
Well, you're doing better now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you are. You're sounding better, and that's what's most important. If you're lost, you're lost.
I'm lost every day.
All right, I'm going to pop out of here myself. I just wanted to say hello to Dakota because I haven't heard him in a while. And you know, we all have our rough days and rough weeks, and mine was last week along with 20 of yours. So good hearing you. I didn't hear anybody this morning. Sean, none of the morning guys. And that was another reason why I chimed in. So I, sir, will let you go as well. Have safe travels home. And we'll catch up with you later. And you now officially know that my node is up and running. W8RC1.
My commute is a little bit earlier right now, till further notice. And I've been staying a lot later. So that's why I'm not around much, at least not at normal times. But all right, Donald, yep, you sound good. Glad you got it up and running. It's a good little gadget to have. Go ahead, Tom.
Let's see. side of that hill?
East side of the hill? What do you mean?
The fire that was on the east side of the hill? Over there at 29 or 28 and Gratiot?
Was it one of my trucks?
I don't know. All I saw was black smoke coming up on the other side of the dump, so I didn't know if it was one of your trucks or if it was one of the cats that were up on the hill.
You know, I never heard anything, and I usually hear about those things, so I'm going to say it wasn't one of our trucks. I'm hoping it wasn't. Who knows? It could have just been a hot load that they dumped that burned for a bit.
Well, quite a few fire engines shooting up there. That might have taken a while to get up that hill. Stay in a snorkel to bring it over.
Nothing like the smell of burning garbage.
Oh, just putting that thought in my mind, it made me smell like skin. I'll be right back. I've got to run into the office and get a printer. And Sean, I'm at High Meadow, actually 75 in University. I'm still on the Detroit repeater, just so you guys know. I'll be back in a minute. TCTL.
All right. I've only got a couple more minutes, so if I don't catch you, I'll talk to you later. NADBF, standing by. I've got a couple more in me. No surprise, I've made zero contacts on my snazzy CB handheld. It's riding in the thing. It's not getting installed in it. I bought it so I could communicate to the truckers that are dropping dirt at my house pretty much weekly. It's been a huge pain having to run around the trucks and tell them what to do because we keep getting stuck. So I'm like, I'm going to buy a handheld CB so I can at least talk to them, you know, when I'm standing there. I don't need crazy range or anything good, but I just got it scanning in the cup holder, and I've not heard boo since I left work.
I got one of those in my van somewhere, but the antenna kind of bit the dust.
This was a rabbit hole, waste of time and money, but covering bases, I don't know. It'll be useful at some point. Not for this, right? Like, I'm not going to drive and talk on it. But for the purpose I bought it for, it'll be fun. It'll be convenient. It all really started with, A, not being able to talk to the drivers, and then B, I modified a, those Quanchang K5s or whatever the hell they are. You can flash firmware on them that'll actually get them to transmit on CB. And when I was testing it, it's spurious all over the VHF band, air band. And it puts out enough power that it could be an issue. Puts out like almost a full watt. So I'm like, well, I'm not doing that. Well, all this was done in a controlled environment, by the way. So I was like, I'm not doing that. And I broke down. I bought a PNI 82 PNI Escort HP82, and it's a nice little radio. It's USB-C rechargeable and everything, but CB's not a thing.
No, it's kind of gone defunct, I guess you could say, except for, you know, truckers and stuff like that. They got those big old fire sticks and everything on there.
Yep. Like I said, I'm not doing it for a hobby. I'm doing it because that's what the guys running the dirt have, or else I would use a different radio that does different things.
Yeah, I guess they're one of those little mobile units that you can get from Walmart. Was selling one for like $10, so I grabbed it. My son had one, my daughter had one, I had one. That's when we used to travel back and forth from family members' house just to talk with each other. But, and I had it here in the work van. Really didn't hear much on it, so I just got rid of it after the antenna cable broke or got eaten up by the door, so I just never bothered to buy another one.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I bought it for a very, very specific use case that is probably going to be only a handful of times, but being a radio nerd, like, well, might as well have a CB in the arsenal if I could do HF and then amateur and GMRS and all the other stuff, so whatever. Add it to the collection. All right, man, I'm home. I'm going to jump out. I'll catch you later. NAPDF.
W8RCY, W8EAP.
All right, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
All right, still working.
Yeah, I'm at 31 in Mandy. Who I got on the other end over there?
I don't know, somebody.
Somebody, it sounds like Fred.
Well, if you're 31 in Van Dyke, that means it's working. Okay.
Yeah, I've been going through Oakland. I had a little bit of static, but by then I was like Clarkston and Rochester. Good clear signal there. Yeah, I haven't switched off since you guys put it online.
All right.
Brother Teach, do good work.
Yeah, he just sent me a message, so I was checking it.
Yeah, got a little tagging around Oakland Hospital there on 1059. I got around the buildings and stuff. Not too bad, though. I think because that I was a little scratchy here and there. But besides that, it's been holding pretty solid wherever I pick it up at.
Yeah, it's back to its thing. Because you said you were 31 in Van Dyke, so that's my dad we used to use it from downtown Romeo there all the time, so. Alright. Well, that's really good. Oh, there you go. Alright.
Basically 31 miles.
Yeah, I'm sitting right here at 32 and 53. I think just the power towers up here are probably giving a little bit of issue. I can hear you guys just fine.
W-8-E-A-P, W-8-R-C-Y. W-8-E-A-P, W-8-R-C-Y. W-8-R-C-Y, standing by.
Okay, I'm here. W-8-R-C-Y, W-8-E-A-P. Sir, how's it going? Sound good.
Well, you steered the ship quite well and got it upright. And you sound quite well as on your end, I must say.
Yep, it's very odd hearing you with no bacon fry and no hiss in the background. This is what your audio would sound like if you were parked underneath the repeater. But, you know, in essence, you are parked underneath the repeater. If you think about it.
Well, if that was the case, I'd be parked underneath the end table of my furniture in my living room because it's sitting next to the lamp on the end table, and I don't think I can fit under there like I used to. I mean, I could barely sit underneath my coffee table if I were to sleep underneath it, or if a hurricane came and I got to duck under something. But the end tables, no, don't think I'll fit under there.
Then you won't have to worry about hurricanes then, would you?
Well, you got to remember, I'm like 85, 90 feet up in the air, so anything can come flying through this door wall, you know, like in the movie Twister, you know, cow, airplane, something, I don't know, but yeah, I'm exposed, especially when most of the storms come out of the southwest anyway, and that's the direction I'm facing.
I will say something, a slight criticism, Donald. You do have a slight hum in the background, a slight buzz, but that's easily fixable.
Well, I'm about 8 feet from the node. If that's what the issue is, I'll just have to move the node.
Well, that little bit of a buzz turned into a larger buzz. Let me ask you this. On the radio you're using, is the power turned down to lowest power? As I know on some of these radios, like right now I'm running 100 milliwatts, but at least you should be down to the lowest wattage for talking in. So that could be it too.
Yeah, it was on a higher power, I just realized, and I dialed it down. I was on another frequency, and I forgot to change it back. And it's not really well set yet. I just got the radio back today, and I haven't fully individualized the power for all the features this radio has. So I have to remember to manually go back and make some changes because my Moto Turbo is on this radio as well, and I gotta do the same thing when I go from the analog side to the digital side of the actual radio.
W-8-E-A-P. Yeah, your buzz kind of went away mostly during that last transmission, came back a little bit, so it depends also which way if your radio is straight up and down or kind of at an angle. It's normal. It's 100% normal. I'd say 75% of all All-Star notes have a little bit of a buzz in there. And like I said, there's ways to mitigate it. So I would not worry about it. You're right there. You're right there, man.
Sounds good so far. I heard a little bit of the buzz too in there, Don. But you guys sound absolutely super clear. KDO, what's going on, Eric?
Hey there, Tom. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just, I don't know if you knew, but I had my hip replaced last week, so I'm kind of at home convalescing. I'll probably be off work for, I don't know, a couple months or whatever. So, well, actually, it's been about 10 days. I got my hip replaced like 10 days ago. So I'm just starting to feel a little better. So that's what I've been up to. It's probably why you haven't heard me on the radio too much. I've been mainly hanging out on just All-Star connections. But, yeah, what you been up to?
Just a normal work every day. Had a two-day stint in Fort Huron, McLaren, right after Memorial weekend due to high blood pressure. So my co-worker caught that in time and took me in there and spent a stint in the cardiology unit, the cardio floor. Doing better, though. Got meds, stopped everything from happening. No heart attack, though. Came close, though.
See, that's good. Normally, my blood pressure runs a little on the high side. It's not super high. It's just elevated a little bit. But, man, when a few days, you know, I get out of surgery, or, I don't know, about 4 or 5 days, my blood pressure was, like, way, way low, like 20 points lower. And I thought there was something wrong with me. And they go, no, it gets normal. Your blood pressure just drops quite a bit after surgery. Then it's starting to come back. But anywho, there you go. Well, I'm glad that Donald got into the 21st century there. And, yeah, I'm just kind of curious, too, how far that thing will go on the 8th floor. With your meager antenna setup, you'd be surprised how far it'll go.
I found that out earlier today when I was on the front side of the building, down in the lobby, and out front where some benches are that us old folks can sit at. And, again, the unit was 85, 90 feet up in the air over on the other side of the building. And I was just blown away. But like I said to you earlier, my mind is somewhere else right now. Give me a second. Yeah, I could probably take my HG with me to breakfast, and being about a half a mile away from my residence, I could probably hit the node, being with the elevation it is and everything else. So I won't be able to try it this Saturday, but next Saturday I should be able to give it a shot.
Yeah, just remember, you'll probably have to kick your power back up to high power. But Sean should be able to let you know. I mean, if he could hear your note from his driveway, or he could just drive up to the restaurant and sit in the parking lot, and I'm sure he'd be able to, if your signal's really strong, I'm sure he might have already did that to determine. That's probably why you just said what you just said. But anywho, go ahead, Tom.
Well, Eric, I'm glad that you're on the mend, and just take it easy. I had my neck surgery last year, and that took me a month, but doing quite well. And Donald, you sound phenomenal, as always, and I'm going to let you guys go ahead and chit-chat. I just pulled up in front of my residence, and my dog is looking the window, as usual, when she sees me. So I'll say 73, guys, and probably talk to you tomorrow sometime. KZKJO.
All right, Tom, we'll catch up with you later. Have a good night. Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think I'm going to set this down and check some emails and stuff on my computer. So I don't spend nearly enough, as much time as I used to on the PC. So I will give you a shout later on. So, 7-3s. Have a good one. This is W8EAP.
Well, like I said, I got to do a lot of prep work for
my trip to New York this weekend, and I'm leaving around midnight Thursday night and flying into Rochester, and then I got about a 90-minute shuttle bus ride for all the officials to, well, not all of them because their groups are coming in at different times, but you know what I'm saying. It's about a 90-minute drive from Rochester to, excuse me, to Watkins Glen Race Course, so. All right. If I catch you, I catch you. If I don't, you understand why. W8RCY.
Roger. Catch you later. W8EAP.
W8AP. KF8VIC. W8EAP.
KF8CAR.
KF8CAR. W8RCY. I have a quick minute. Good evening. Good afternoon. What time is it? Evening. Good evening.
1947. What's up, Donald? Doing okay over here. Just checking in. I heard you a little bit earlier. Are you on your clear node?
Yes, sir, I am.
Sounding really good. How do you like it so far?
It's been on since Saturday evening. Yeah, it's Saturday. Got it up and hooked up. I lost about a week because I had internet problems, and it took a week to get somebody from Xfinity out here to reset everything and replace my gateway and all kinds of problems. You talk about high anxiety. I think I would have put Mel Brooks to shame on the subject of high anxiety.
Well, as long as you got it working, I mean, it happens sometimes. I've had issues with that before myself, with cable modem needing replacement. But, yeah, sounding really good, man. Really good, very clean. Back over to you.
Oh, yeah, I gave it a range test today. You've been up to my place. You know where my front door is to the tower. And I was sitting out front on a park bench, and I was surprised that I was running 3 watts of power. I'm on my Moto right now, my Motorola, which is 1 watt, but I was running 3 watts from the front area of my tower, and I was hitting a node that sits on my end table in my living room by its little old modem, and I could not believe how clear and, you know, concise the signal was. I was just blown away, and saw Sean after he stopped by. He stopped by here for a minute after his work, and we were talking about a couple things, and he says, don't be surprised, you can hit it from the cozy cabin. So I won't be there this Saturday because I have to work a race in New York. I leave overnight Thursday, but a week from Saturday I'll bring it and see how well it sounds, and I'm just going to leave the note the same place it's sitting. Matter of fact, it hasn't moved since I parked it there. I had to move it once this morning to reroute some wiring, but it's still parked in the same spot. And I love it. It's probably the best, you know, $350 I could ever spend.
Yeah, man, that sounds really cool. Yeah, I wonder what kind of wattage those boards have. I know my little guy, I think, is only like maybe a couple hundred, if that, milliwatts, that is. But, yeah, you should probably be able to hit it from the cabin. I don't see why not. I think you've got the bigger guy, so maybe half a watt. That's all you really need, especially when you're up so high. You probably just need to juice up the radio a little bit, but you should be able to hit that. It'd be interesting to try that for sure. Yeah, I'm not going to make Saturday either. I got too much going on. But yeah, I'll be there for the next one, so maybe we'll see how far you can get. Cool. Back over to you.
And Ben, I've got a new gateway box and everything else here on the Xfinity end, and my internet's running faster to my devices, like my 2,000-year-old Windows 10 laptop that I had to have redone a couple months ago. And, yeah, I'm an old antique radio, or antique computer, and antique Xfinity user. So, but, you can buy a good quality radio, but when you buy something like the quality of the Note that I bought for the price I paid, I would highly recommend it. And which one I got, the cheaper of the two that were on the website at the top of the list. And, like I say, I just tickle pink by it, and every time I use it, it just gives me goosebumps. But anyway, I don't mean to cut this short. I got a lot of paperwork and stuff to study up on before I leave Thursday night, and I'm trying to get that done. So, but I heard your call sign, and I said, well, I can't ignore you. So I got to get back to it. Good hearing from you. We'll see you a week from Saturday then. Do take care. Hope everything's doing well or better on your end. And we'll catch you later. W8RCY.
Have a good trip, man. Have fun. Make it fun, even if it's work. Yeah, sounding good. Again, I think you made the right choice there. Definitely a good device. I wanted to ask you if you had tried the DMR stuff yet, but I don't know if you got that Motorola programmed yet. Yeah, we'll talk. All right, man, have a good evening. Again, have a good trip. KF8, CAR, good evening.
In closing, I'll say this. The tech that did the work on my radio put about 25 frequencies in it in a new zone on the Moto, and I haven't had a chance to go through all 25 yet. I actually had to send it back to get a couple of corrections made, little fat finger issues. But, there are DMRs in here. The MI5 is in here, and so on and so forth. So, that's all a work in progress, and I'll have time after this weekend, and definitely we'll have time during the 4th of July weekend. Take care from W8RCY.
KF8 out. Testing 1, 2, 3. About to move to another location. All right, trying one more time. KF8 out. KF8 out. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Better. Hey, Derek.
Hello, Captain Don.
Nope.
Wally.
Uncle Wally, how you doing today?
Pretty good. Hey, just call up there and figured we'd say hi.
Got to say, Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Ditto. Hope you had a good one.
It was a good one. The kids took out to eat in the morning. Afternoon, go over to his house, eat too, and drink a little bit, and that's about it.
Yeah, we had Marion's kids come over, my kids come over, and did a barbecue on the grill, and I did the barbecue, which was fine. I kind of like doing it once in a while, and gave me a reason to clean up the backyard and make it a little bit more presentable. So it was all well and good, so I had a good time.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Anyhow, you had a good time. I had a good time, too. Anyhow, so how you doing?
Not too bad. Went golfing tonight. The top off crib, split a dinner with my wife. We're heading home to take the dogs for a walk. So go, 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 you know.
That's what life is all about.
Taking the dogs for a walk or golfing? I need clarification, Jack.
Yes, Uncle Wally Boso.
I didn't quite catch all that. I'm at 26 miles, believe it or not, and I-94, and I'm on the Richmond repeater, so things are working well tonight.
Yeah, I was in West Bloomfield, and I was hitting a Warren repeater from there.
I think I heard you a little bit there. I had kind of a busy day. You worked today. I didn't have much time to chat, but I think I heard you. Weren't you fishing or something, too?
Oh, I was over at my sister's house. She lives there at Cass Lake, so I was there all day sitting in the sun, taking a little suntan. My hand got a suntan already, but I don't know about my face. But we ate and chit-chat a little bit, and that's it, and I came home.
Well, good. Well, you guys had a good time, so. Okay, sir, we're going to let you go. We're almost home, and I just heard you throw your call out there, so I had to say hi. I'm not sure about next Saturday, but the following Saturday will definitely be out of town, so we shall bump into you. If not this Saturday, it'll be like 3 weeks out. So, but every time I hear your call, I will always say hi.
No problem. Anytime if I hear you out there, I'll say hi, too. And that's for sure. KF8-DRC.
WAD.
I think WJ said testing. I think WJ said Cleveland listening 600.